We're talking about, remember that story that we spoke about on air?
So Cadbury's created a unity bar.
A unity bar, culturally diverse.
Yes.
So basically it was actually to mark India's Independence Day.
Right.
And they created a multicolored slab of chocolate with dark blended milk and white chocolate all under one wrap. And the actual ad said, "This Independence Day, celebrate India's unity in diversity." And I actually thought that is actually a really nice message.
I think it's the biggest tripe I've ever heard in my life.
I said it's a nice message. I didn't say it's necessarily had a lot of substance. Anything with that much sugar can't have that much substance. Too sweet.
Right.
Twitter went mad. So the Twitterati were not happy with this. So they were like, oh, yeah, oh, thank goodness. In fact, comments were going on. Thank goodness, you know, Cadbury's are going to save all the problems of racism in the world with their unity bar.
Well, it's the same thing as, does putting a pride flag on a mug actually make any difference to homophobia?
No, but
I just can't see how.
The person selling the mug, they sell lots. but you know what I love is that people just like, they take something like this, and again, because everyone has got access to social media and everyone's a critic,
right,
that everyone like goes mad. So some other woman misquoted Martin Luther King and said, "I have a dream that children will not be judged by the color of their chocolate, by the content of their creamy filling."
Oh boy.
So,
okay, so does this actually do any good?
So,
or is this just lovely marketing? Of course it does good for Cadbury's.
Not really. So, I mean, the thing is, it did sell out. I actually think it's quite nice to have a bar where you've got a choice. I think it's quite exciting. Because then you don't have to choose one chocolate. You get
all right, but it's not about cultural diversity. It's about diversity.
Yeah, no, and it's just about a new product range and trying to sell something else. But, I mean, if I think about, like, what the agency were thinking, and this is Ogilvy. I mean, it's a proper global agency, and they do their research. They don't just create like a random product. I mean, nothing like this is cheap to make. So what they do is they'll go out and they'll do research, they'll do consumer research. And for them, a finding was that India doesn't always love, and there are huge cultural issues, and there's massive problems in castes and differences in society. And it is very caste driven and very sort of segmented. So what they were trying to do as a message of a chocolate brand, really, is just to really say, you know what? We want to just share our love with you, and this is how we do it, because we're a chocolate company. That's what we do. And they went out there, and that was their insight. So they had to come up with a unique insight, and that was their unique insight, and they went out to market. But I think maybe the way they delivered it or the wording could have been different, that it would have been accepted a bit more sort of welcomingly, because they're like, not a chocolate bar is not going to go out and solve all the problems. And then they're like, well, why is the white on top? I was reading all the comments. So why is the white on top?
Please.
And then, and then also, if it was about diversity and inclusion, why is it all not mixed up? Why are there lines of it? So they separated and they still segmented. So, I mean, it's chocolate, okay? It's literally chocolate.
I genuinely can throw up from this, and not from
and
chocolate.
And it's not even having the chocolate.
Yeah, I can't stand this.
Exactly, and it's just so negative. And again, because people like all feel the need to commentate and to get out there, and we've become so culturally sensitive, and we're so PC. But there's been outrage with a million things. So, I mean, even remember that huge outrage with Kendall Jenner. So she did that Pepsi ad, and it started out actually, and you can still actually, it's available online. So she was paid millions of dollars, and this for her was the life dream to be the Pepsi girl. You know, like that's really like you've made it in society. I'm sure she grew up thinking that. And it starts out as a protest, and it's actually quite a generic protest. It's people holding peace signs, and the whole thing looks very peaceful, and she happens to be modeling on the
Not
side.
Not a South African protest.
No, one in Hong Kong, unfortunately. So she's standing there like having like a model shoot, and then she gets, and then you see people with like of different cultural backgrounds taking a Pepsi, and then life becomes wonderful. And then she gets involved and she throws off her blonde wig and joins the protest, and then takes a Pepsi and then gives it to a police officer. Now it's not a really violent protest. People are literally all about peace. And there was outrage to such an extent that they had to take this off the air and apologize.
I'm still waiting to hear what the issue was.
Exactly. And Kendall was shamed, like ad shamed completely. How could you do this? She had to come out there and she had to apologize to her fans and say how insensitive she was.
But what was she being insensitive to? I'm sorry. I'm still not getting.
So actually, I also think it was around the timing. So it was when that black teenage youth in America had been shot. So it was around the social
justice. It was Black Lives
justice.
Matter, probably.
Exactly. It was around Black Lives Matter. But the ad had nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. So I think it was very much at the time that it was more culturally.
Well, we spoke on the show as well. We mentioned Kim Kardashian's new range of clothes.
I know. Yeah. I think it's a travesty.
What is a travesty?
That, it's such rubbish. Okay, of course, she can call it kimono. So yes,
she called it
out.
Kimono, and the protectors of the 14th century
came out
were devastated by this.
Do you think
this?
It's because they don't like the underwear? Do you think they don't like the slim fit? Is it not the Spanx thing
they don't like?
Lines.
It's the full range. I've seen pictures.
It's a full range.
Full figures as well.
Full traditional figures.
Right.
You can actually go with Kim figures because these days that's actually seen as a compliment.
Right, absolutely. and she had to change the name to Skims, which I think
actually probably a better name.
I like the name
but
better.
But not because of the cultural appropriation.
But the problem is she's now sitting with 2 million garments.
She can send them
that are labeled kimono that you can't do anything with. And
that's
thinking,
crazy.
You know, we live in this world that we talk about waste and we talk about all of this, this resource. And here is 2 million garments that have got to literally be thrown away because somebody was offended by the word kimono.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, the 14th century. I mean, it was outrageous. Yeah. And again, it's not like she totally came out of it from nowhere. It is her name. Kim is actually
her,
I was going to say, Kris Jenner given name.
Right.
And,
I mean, we don't know that for sure, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever. We're going to go with it. So I agree with you. I think people are becoming so oversensitive, and I think that's why with brands as well, they're becoming oversensitive. And you know that, he's pointing at the clock.
I am pointing at the clock. I don't know how else to use my body language to
signal to you that
we do need to go to an ad break.
Oh yes, immediately.
All right. Time is 8:24. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 High FM. We want to hear from you. 34519 or 061-895-1019. A very good morning. Time is 8:26. I'm Howard Philbin. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. Unsigned says, Howard, this is, here we go. I can't even read this. 10X, i.e. Thanks. Four, the number.
Yeah.
Great, G-R-8, program
good.
Without the A-A. Great day to you.
Oh my God.
What's time C?
What?
Great time. Day to you, XC.
So maybe love C.
XC.
No.
XC. Well, wait, what's it after?
I don't know. I have no idea what XC means.
Have you got a vomit emoji you can send back?
Right, exactly. Yeah, and so yeah, there we go. I suppose because I played Kung Fu Fighting. They want to annoy me.
They
back.
Mustn't be hating.
All right, so let's just wrap up. Mm. We've got 3 minutes roughly. Does this pay advertisers, does this pay the brands to get on board? I mean, we saw it with Nike.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing it with this chocolate Cadbury's brand. Shame. You know, does this pay?
So I think what we've seen is that it has backfired completely. So no brand goes out there particularly to cause damage to their own brand. You know, they're not going to go out there if they think they're going to create a campaign that they thinking is filled with goodness and wonderful, like, intention, and they don't expect a massive backlash. They wouldn't do it because it doesn't help their brand. But with that being said, we also have to think that, are we being too sensitive? Like, at what point are we so PC that we can't actually accept this? I mean, and a lot of brands do it, but they do it correctly. So I think a lot of it's in the delivery. So when you're doing an ad, do a test group, sample. And also, I think when they do this, not everyone is outraged.
Well, I think the other problem is that we all like to speak to our echo chamber.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
and then people just make each other, they incense each other.
Exactly, on all sides of it, actually.
Crazy. But I have to tell you, there was a great commentary by Sarkozy's youngest son, who's actually a student, and he's actually a student at New York University, and the youngest son of French President Nicolas Sarkozy. And what he wrote, I love what he wrote. He said, "Repeatedly overacting is counterproductive. It devalues the word racist." So this refers to any particular ad with that, rendering it an effective weapon, less effective weapon against those guilty of it. It disrespects the struggle against racism and its victims, equating the indignities of insensitive ads, disrespects the victims of anything that elates the former who offended the latter. I mean, quite complicated. But basically, he's saying, okay, but
or
what
take
he's saying,
another concerto because there's no chance I'm going to get that.
Let me break it down for you.
Yeah, break it down.
Bottom line is if you call everyone a racist and you call everyone culturally insensitive, then ultimately it means nothing because you're just calling every, you're painting everything with the same brush. So then how do we know the difference when there really is something that is insulting or dehumanizing, if everything is?
Absolutely. Before we go to news, in fact, we had this conversation, JTA were leading on Friday with a story about a man, a Jewish guy who goes to Costco and his, and he was found to be, sorry, the cashier was a bit negative, was anti-Semitic, and she was anti-Semitic. Mm-hmm. But I mean, now this is a lead story on JTA. And then yesterday, the Washington Post, leads with one of the articles about a Muslim guy who goes to Starbucks and, he orders his drink and they say, what is your name? And he says, Aziz. And they don't call out his name, but they call out his drink order, for whatever reason. Didn't bother him. He takes it. And then when he looked at his slip, instead of writing Aziz, they had written ISIS. So,
no, that's terrible.
Which is terrible.
No, that is
so
terrible.
Is a terrible.
So that's officially offensive. Mm.
So is a terrible at Costco when
absolutely.
A cashier. But are these news headlines? People are being mowed down in Texas. Florida
exactly.
is evacuating. Syria
there
is.
There are real
I mean,
problems in the
we
world.
Have,
yes.
We have bombings in Saudi Arabia and Yemen killing hundreds of people. Are these the stories? Why are these the stories that outrage us more than human death? I'll leave you with that thought. It is 8:31. We're going to go to news headline. When we come back, we're going to be talking the fourth industrial revolution. Dina Diamond, thank you as always.
Thank you. Thank you so much to discuss.